What kind of a 46-year-old man lives in a house like this? There's only one, Michael Jackson. In 1987, he converted a 2,700-acre ranch into his vision of a child's paradise. There are bumper cars and a Ferris wheel, a zoo, and dozens of bronze statues featuring children at play. Thousands of youngsters have shared in Jackson's generosity at his Neverland home. Yet much of the current intrigue and speculation about Jackson's mental state centers on his fantasy home.
I think that Neverland represents all the good and all the bad of Michael Jackson's psychology.
In a weekend, he could spend $100,000 just coming, you know, with the gift to the kids.
He would like to see Neverland spread all over the world, an earthly paradise where everyone, you and I, live together happily as the human family.
He was never able to be a child himself. Why would we want to stop him from having something he's never had, a childhood?
If you're beaten up a lot as a child, you're almost certainly going to be very paranoid. And that's how he feels. He's paranoid. He feels that the world is constantly out to get him because, as a child, the world was constantly out to get him. At any minute, for no good reason, he might be thumped. So if you've had that experience as a child, you are paranoid. And creating Neverland isn't an escape from reality, and I should think he hardly ever goes into the real world at all.
As a child, this was Michael's real world. Gary, Indiana, 30 miles from Chicago, is a tough, fading steel town. Back in the 60s, Michael's father, Joe, worked in the steel mills. In this two-bedroomed house, he and wife, Catherine, raised 9 children. Michael was the second youngest of 6 boys.
His childhood wasn't like any other black child here in America, or any child anywhere for that matter, because no one grew up to be Michael Jackson except Michael Jackson. So what he's saying is that, oh yes, some of the behavior that you consider bizarre on my part was due largely to the pressure that I had as a child.
These are the first recorded images of Michael Jackson performing, auditioning for Motown Records. It's clear he's no ordinary 10-year-old.
Watching the Motown edition, you see a high level of control for a 10-year-old child, somebody who's obviously been well rehearsed, and his movements are very adult, and there didn't seem to be a lot of the child's own personality.
He was just like a machine, a music machine. This is programmed for you to do tonight, and that's what you do. And he did it, and he did it well.
Michael's father was a frustrated musician with a violent reputation. Joe Jackson was determined that his son would succeed where he hadn't.
He was a very ambitious man, but the thing was, if you were fighting for something, go get it. And that's what he did. He made us go get it. He kept us, we come home practicing. Before we went to school, we practiced.